Welcome to the Innovation Teacher with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore how innovation is taught across disciplines, from the sciences to the arts, from classrooms to communities. I'm Greg, a professor and lifelong learner, here to share stories and strategies that highlight the creativity and discovery innovators like you are using in education and how we can build on it. Today's show is called How Can Interdisciplinary Teaching Drive Innovation? Let's dive in. What if the biggest barrier to student innovation isn't lack of creativity, but the walls we've built between subjects? Traditional education silos math, science, English, and history into separate boxes. But real-world innovation happens at the intersections, where biology meets engineering, where art meets technology, where history informs design solutions. Innovation thrives on what researchers call combinatorial creativity, mixing ideas from different domains. When students connect photosynthesis to solar panel design or use poetry techniques in scientific writing, they develop flexible thinking. Interdisciplinary approaches naturally build the curiosity and pattern recognition that drive breakthrough thinking. The research backs this up. Studies show interdisciplinary learning increases retention by 15 to 20% and improves problem-solving skills. Constructivist theory supports this. Students build stronger mental models when they see connections across domains. The brain literally forms more neural pathways when information is linked across multiple contexts and subject areas. Here's a simple activity I call the connection challenge. Give students a current event or local problem. Have them identify how three different subjects could contribute to understanding or solving it. Take school lunch waste. Math helps calculate costs. Science explores composting. English develops persuasive writing for policy change. This 15-minute exercise builds interdisciplinary thinking habits. Let me share a powerful example. A middle school teacher combined geometry and art by having students design community murals using mathematical principles. Students calculated angles, ratios, and symmetry while exploring cultural themes and color theory. The final projects weren't just mathematically accurate. They were emotionally compelling and culturally relevant. Students who typically struggled in isolated math class excelled when they could express mathematical concepts creatively. The project sparked conversations about urban planning, community identity, and social justice. So how can you start? Pick one lesson this week and ask what other subject connects to this concept. Create a simple two-column connection chart. Your subject on the left, related disciplines on the right. Spend 5 minutes showing students these connections, even if you don't change the entire lesson structure. This mental shift alone begins breaking down silos in student thinking. Innovation literacy isn't about teaching students to think like entrepreneurs. It's about teaching them to think like humans. In the real world, problems don't come labeled math problem or science problem. When we cross disciplinary boundaries in our teaching, we prepare students for a world where the most important challenges require diverse perspectives working together. Thanks for listening to The Innovation Teacher with Dr. Greg Watson. If you found this valuable, subscribe, share, or leave a review. It helps more educators and innovators bring creativity and problem-solving into every classroom. This podcast is just the beginning. In January 2026, I'll be releasing my book, Teaching Innovation in the Classroom. Until then, follow along on YouTube, Facebook, and X at the InnovaInroof as we prepare resources to help you make innovation a core part of your teaching.